today's home.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio.
It's about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. And we are rankled this morning. The government has done it again, but first, let me take a deep breath. Let me introduce our crew. Frosty.
The last time you were like this, I made coffee.
That's right.
You made it this morning.
You know, but there was that little, I don't understand where you get that green sugar from, though.
What other
stuff you put in there. And, of course, my soulmate, Linda. She just hit me with the paper.
I just invite you to wake up with this guy every morning when he gets riled up. I'll tell you, no, I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. In fact, on the way here, we were talking about just how happy we are.
That's true.
While we're on the subject of happiness.
Okay.
And passion. Want to remind you about the Boondocker Ball.
Let's not forget about this.
Which is this Saturday. And this is a very special 1940s USO style dinner and dance fundraiser for
the Northern California Veterans Cemetery, and started by Rob Burrows
museum.
And his wife. And the museum. Oh, did I say something?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Northern California Veterans Museum. Gosh. A few more days, I may be both of them. Anyway, and this is a way to raise money for the museum. And it's going to be great. You know, we're going to have Bob Hope impersonators. Linda's going to be singing. I'm somehow involved in this thing.
You're going to be emceeing.
Well, I'll be partially emceeing, like I said.
Well, yesterday it was really fun because we are going to be in costume. And we went to this wonderful lady named Karen, who used to have a 6,000-square-foot costume shop in Ventura, who now lives here and has most of her costumes in storage. So she pulled out a bunch of stuff that was of the era, and we went up to Wonderland Sign. She's got a place up there on top. And Karen, thank you for outfitting us. That should be a lot of fun. And
the big news.
What is really, really cool, the eagle has hatched.
One of them has hatched. One of the three.
And our caller, our screener in the front, our lovely Carrie, she was watching on the webcam.
When it happened?
No, she was watching all the way to 4 o'clock, and it went down. The baby was born at 4:30.
Oh.
She was like, "What? I've been watching this every day with wild anticipation."
Wild anticipation.
Oh yeah, you should have seen how she was just. Right. I can't believe it was born at 4:30. She knew it was going to happen. Then it went down.
I saw some bald eagles the other day when we were doing pest eradication up north. Okay, for the Boondocker Ball, you can get your tickets at the United Way, and there's a phone number on that.
241-7523. It should be a lot of fun. And if you are putting your money in the piggy bank for, like, what am I going to do this month, this is a place to be. Saturday night, it's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Building.
Yeah.
That's downtown Yuba Street. Again, call 241-7523. And there's going to be a 19-piece orchestra. So this is really a throwback to the days of
the USO shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be great. Hey, this is Carl Linda Bottom, Free Fire Radio. News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here with Carl Linda Bottom. News Talk 1400 KQMS. And phone lines here 221-1402. Well, we've got a guest today. Guest is Greg Mann. And what I'm going to talk about right now is such a great segue in having Greg in. It appears that our friends in the Sacramento legislature, our elected officials, do we have that little piggy sound, Frosty, anywhere? that we can hear them when they're trying to, or how about that? How about that vacuum cleaner sound where you could hear them sucking the money out of our pockets?
Major suckage.
Yeah, I tell you what. If you could put a tax on suckage, we'd be out of trouble right now. Anyway, the recession has not stopped the lawmakers from proposing nearly 24 bills that would dip into our pocketbooks one more time. And it ranges from legalizing and regulating marijuana to charging for shopper carryout bags or requiring sterilization of pet cats that roam. You know, okay, I'm seeing this stuff going on, but then, and most of these are Democrat-driven proposals, and this is coming out of, like, a legitimate news source. It's not coming out of, Russia's lips. They target specific groups of people, such as millionaires, pornography buyers, sorry, Frost, teenage drivers, motorcycle owners, cigarette smokers, and liquor drinkers. Now, anything up to the motorcycle owners, that's your problem. Now,
Oxygen breathers?
Oxygen breathers. There's the other thing. It's why do they do this? I mean, here we are in one of the worst times ever. Let's think of more ways of taking money from our constituents, from people that support us, But, we need to take more and more money from them, which leads to our guest, Gregory Mann, who got a hold of us a few weeks ago and says, enough is enough. I'm starting a taxpayer revolt. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Carl, Linda, and Kelly.
Hey, so tell us about the revolt. How do we start this? How do we sign up? And would we have any personal pleasure, like pulling on the rope that hangs these people?
Well, I certainly hope so. We are calling this the Bostonian Tea Party, in large part because in Boston back in 1773, there was a taxpayer revolt, and it was with the slogan, no taxation without representation. And we have some issues here on both sides, both taxation and representation.
You're talking here, meaning the North State.
Here, the North State, here, California, here, the United States of America, all three.
Well, I'm starting to see a bunch of grassroots beginnings of people saying, I've had enough. I know down in around the L.A. area, they had 4,000 people in costume, by the way, that was throwing tea into the ocean or to a reservoir or something. And they're starting all over the United States, grassroots movements, to declare just how upset we are with this.
Yeah, it's spontaneously happening. They had an event in St. Louis, one in Chicago, apparently one back east, one in Los Angeles. I hope to, for April the 15th, tax day, at sunset at the Sundial Bridge, have one in the North State to kind of echo this. And it's also with the hope that we will eventually coalesce all of these different disparate organizations into one movement that will eventually storm, so to speak, the Capitol Mall. And this would be on December the 16th that would take place. And December the 16th is actually the honorary date for the Boston Tea Party. Part of the reason why I'm referring to it as the Bostonian Tea Party is because we're not from Boston, but by the same token, in heart and spirit, we're all Bostonians.
Well, I get, obviously, you haven't been to Boston lately.
Well, why don't you give us a little bit of a background of where you got to this place in your heart where you are ready to be the leader of this movement?
Well, it's hard for me to say that I'm a leader of this movement. This is an idea, an inspiration, but I'd like to pull like-minded people together, again, around the slogan, the idea of no taxation without representation. We have lots of issues as far as we're seeing trillions of dollars being spent at this particular point, mortgaging our children and their children's future, all in the name of basically getting us out of a bad economic time. If we were to infuse basically our capital markets, infuse basically the opportunity to build our way out of it, Americans are very, very successful people. They can do anything when they set their mind to it. The government does not need to step in. What the government needs to do is step out of the way. The best government is the government that governs the least.
Well, it's true, and we've had some people on this week already that had that as part of their platform under libertarians. But that's not just libertarians that feel that way. Hey, look, this is Carl and the Bot here on Free Fire Radio. We've got to take a break, and we'll be right back. And people, we'll get to you right as soon as we return. KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on Newstalk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Robert Logan, attorney at law, 1350 Placer Street. Bankruptcies, criminal proceedings, civil proceedings. He's the man to go to. Rob is the man that'll fight for you. We trust Rob. All right, let's go to the phones. Carol, good morning. Thanks for waiting.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I think I heard the best last night on talk radio. Congresswoman, Democrat, Delario out of Massachusetts, somewhere back there, has put forth a bill to make everybody that wants to grow a garden, be it commercial or private, we have to register with the government.
Oh, yeah. This is the one where they want to make sure that anybody that's going to raise any type of food that may be, you know, like farmers markets or anything like that, have to go through government inspections, and they can come in and take your property if you don't do it.
Oh, yeah, in prison time, $1 million fine. I don't know if they were exaggerating it or not, but he said he can't even grow a stalk of celery. It's passed.
Yeah, this is very serious. We've gotten a number of emails about this. It's one of the things that we would talk about if we ever get, you know, like 2 or 3 minutes. So thanks a lot for bringing it up, because you're absolutely right. It's this one and other bills are coming up to completely take away your right to have that little garden behind your house. And if you want to share it with your neighbors,
yeah,
you're in trouble.
Thank you.
Thank you. I wonder how that affects the Amish community.
It's everybody.
No, I'm serious.
It's everybody.
So. And the other thing is that you understand more and more why people want to live in compounds.
Yeah, away from people.
No, I'm not kidding you. I mean, how you get 5 or 6 families together, and if you can be a family on the same property, then you just, if you have to go through this, you just go through this once instead of 5 separate times.
Well, you know, what's happening is the government is taking away our right to do, you know, to live as an individual, to have these freedoms. They keep trying to protect us by putting all these onerous regulations on us, and pretty soon you're not going to be able to do anything without the government putting a microscope up your butt.
And that's where we the people come in.
Yeah,
taxation without representation.
Well, it's not, you know, it's anything. It's everything. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning.
I hope you're as happy as we are.
Well, you know, I got a little steamy this morning.
Oh, I'm not going to ask about that one.
No,
did it have anything to do with Nancy Pelosi? You get steamy when you think of Nancy Pelosi? What's going on here, Daniel?
When she freezes out these words coming out of her mouth, certainly, you know, she's supposed to be the third person in line to become president, right?
Yeah, it's another scary thought.
I
hope Obama feels good today.
That's second to Joe effing Biden.
Effing? Okay, got it.
But anyway, you know, she's coming out and calling the ICE agents thugs, and she's calling for a policy change, and, you know, basically they're back on the big drum beat of trying to get amnesty for the undocumented folks that are living in our country now.
What Daniel's talking about is somebody took a videotape of Nancy Pelosi speaking at a church in San Francisco. And what she said was, you know, the idea of our government breaking down doors and arresting people and separating families, and, you know, they need to be protected. Everybody needs to be protected. But what she was talking to was a group of legal and illegal people that were at this rally. So what she's saying is, and ICE, the people that are enforcing the law, are thugs. I mean, the people now that are...
She said that it's un-American. Bottom line.
Right. Un-American to enforce the laws of this country. So you can imagine the morale of our men and women are putting their lives on the line. You know, it's the same group of people, Pelosi and Reid and some of these other people that are doing these things to us. I mean, I don't want to sound like some kind of conservative wingnut, because I'm not. There's a lot of things that I believe in, you know, that some people look at you and say, well, that's really liberal. Well, yeah, it is. But when you hear people say this, you don't know which way. I mean, what are they possibly thinking of? To not enforce the rules of the land.
Well, here's a couple of phone numbers.
Oh, okay.
This is Nancy's office in Washington, D.C., which is 202-225-4965. And the office down here in San Francisco is 415-556-4862.
Repeat those again, Daniel, please.
Okay. Washington, D.C., 202-225-4965. And San Francisco is 415-556-4862.
This is why we love our listeners.
And I think we should all be burning the lines down.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot. We've got a break here.
Okay.
Thanks.
You bet. Okay, we've got like a minute left, and we're not getting away from our guest here, but you know,
Greg Mann.
This is the best thing about Open Line is that
taxes.
This is exactly what it is. If this is something you want to talk about, this is where you can do it. This is where you can kind of tell people how you feel, because other people obviously feel, because the phone lines are lighting up again with Nancy's name. Anyway, okay, Greg, we want to come back with you after we take this quick break. For the news, and we want to talk some more about taxes, because it's just not going to get any better. And I don't understand what they could possibly be thinking of at the national state level.
And we need to talk about representation.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, this is Carl and Linda Bott from Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. I'm never sure what we're going to start out here with. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, finest tobacco emporium, the finest walk-in humidor. Joe and Shelley have also Espresso Joe's there. We can get that coffee of choice at a very reasonable price. They support us. We want you to support them. Greg Mann. But now we're going to talk
our guest today
about representation.
Yes, once again, thank you very much, Carl and Linda and Kelly. Real quickly, I want to read one thing that I have jotted down here as a note. The Bostonian Tea Party, this is not cast as an ideological or partisan battle for political gain. This is a battle for the principles and liberties of the American ideal, a responsive representative government as defined and codified by our founding fathers in the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. But this is also a clarion call to our citizens to stand up for your individual and collective rights and freedoms, to shoulder the responsibility of being an informed and involved citizen, to passionately but respectfully debate the challenging issues at hand with your friends, neighbors, representatives, whether you agree or disagree with their politics.
Well, the problem is that, and I see it, is, I mean, what you just said there, what you had written is beautiful. And but our elected representatives seem to forget this. You know, I don't mean when they get elected that they just, you know, it just goes out of their heads. But somewhere in the next 2 to 4 to 6 years, they forget who brought them there, and they think more about staying there. And I think that's a huge thing.
We got to call Bill. Let's go to Bill, who wants to talk about taxes. Bill.
Yeah, good morning, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, Bill?
Hey, good, thank you. Yeah, as a smoker and a recipient of overtaxation without representation to the utmost supreme, the things that are going down on this taxation, you know, you guys are just starting to feel like we felt for all these years.
Well, now, you know, if you smoke, it's going to get worse, Bill, because starting 1 April, they're talking about huge tax raises on tobacco, which is a regressive tax.
Oh, yeah, they're already up to $10 a carton. So I bought my last cigarette in the state of California. Anyway,
Wait a minute now, Bill, don't give your last name, and we will erase your first name, because if you go to another state and buy them.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying.
That's a felony.
I'm going to quit.
Yeah, okay. All right, good.
Aww.
All right, good.
No, I'm going to give it up.
Oh, well.
But another thing, what I've heard going on in, about the senior citizens and the play on Medicare and stuff like that, going on, that's kind of like always been the third rail. You know, they stayed away, and the government. And being they're coming after the seniors this year, I think what they're going to do is with ACORN being in charge of the census.
Yeah, I just saw that one, too. They're going to play in part of it, at least.
Yeah, they're going to go out there, and they're going to register everyone that's in this country illegally. And before the 2010 election, they're going to put some kind of card in their hand to vote.
Well, that, you know what? We'll have to see how that works.
But yeah.
I would hope to think that our country is would not stoop to that. And I mean, we haven't reached that point yet, Bill, but you know, you never can tell. You've got the Office of the Census for the very first time was moved under the president,
right,
under the chief of staff, who was very partisan, obviously very partisan. And that's never happened before. And
yeah.
So that's something to be concerned with. Then when you see where Acorn, which has had numerous allegations of voter fraud, and you have to start worrying about that. But, hey, Bill, thanks for your call. We got the lines backed up here.
Okay, I'm listening to this guy. Maybe I can get a phone number on him. I wrote some dates down. Thank you very much, Carl.
Okay,
thank
we will show how to get a hold of Greg here in just a little bit. George, you're on.
Good morning.
Good morning, George. Thanks for waiting.
Well, yeah, I'm about to lose signal. Basically, listening about Nancy Pelosi, I'm tired of her whining and crying. I'm in the military, and from my standpoint, I want to say it's time for a political revolution. It's time to vote every career politician out and anybody related to them.
I think, George, you're right. You know, the problem is that
it's
money.
How do we do that?
Yeah.
Turn your radio down, George.
Thank you.
Thanks, George. Are you there?
Oh.
George is gone.
Hey, George. Thanks.
George is right.
Yeah, he was holding, and then sometimes people are on their phone, their cell phone, and they get their signal. So hopefully he can call back because this is why we love our radio show, Free Fire Radio, because people can have a voice, and people are just, I'm not sure. I don't know if it's because I'm really paying attention at this stage in my life. Why do I feel this seething, this like leaking of the seams? And
well, people are angry. You know, Linda, people are angry. You know, here's Frosty. Frosty is a liberal. I don't mean that in a bad way, but he is liberal. I mean, aren't you? I mean, Frosty, you'll say that, right?
I'm an individualist.
Individualist, okay, but with more, say, progressive thoughts than some other people.
Okay, yeah.
All right, and this is not a slap at you, as opposed, because you can't really say if somebody's liberal or, you know, conservative anymore. I mean,
labels.
But everybody, I think, is starting to seethe, because you see this AIG bailout, okay? You see all these bonuses paid, and then you have Congress screaming about it, but they knew about it. They knew about it. Chris Todd knew about it.
And
Barney Frank knew about it. Obama knew about it. How can he be screaming about it?
Plus, in addition to that, what they're proposing at this particular point is to step in as a government and affect contract law. That's private sector. So is our government now going to be part of private sector?
Well, you know, this, and they're saying, oh, well, we'll just tax that away from them. But wait a minute. Once you start using taxes as a punishment, which, I mean, they're always kind of like getting after you, but this is specifically going to be used as a punishment if they go after that money. And when can you start using our tax code as a punishment? Because once you start there, why not start punishing churches? How about places, you know, whoever's in the administration that's in there and they don't agree with, you know, what, Rush Limbaugh. So what are they going to do? Oh, we're going to tax you a little bit more because you're spreading hate. I mean, this is dangerous stuff we're talking about here.
So, Greg?
Yes?
What can we do?
Well, like you, Linda, you were talking about the issue as far as this seems to be gaining steam, what we're losing as far as our rights and freedoms. In the past, it was the slippery slope. We were gradually kind of being drawn into this. At this particular point, what I'm seeing now is our government is stepping up to the plate, and it's now a black hole, and we're right at the event horizon, and it's going to suck us into oblivion. If we want this great experiment that our founding fathers put in front of us to hold, to secure, to preserve, then we're going to have to, as the citizenship of both the North State, of the state of California, of the United States of America, step up and stop being the silent majority. We've got to start speaking out. And I'm not suggesting that this be, again, from any particular political vantage point, but we need to get rid of political correctness. We need to get rid of the concept of marginalizing or stigmatizing people. We need to engage in the debate. And the only way that I can see doing that is, you know, via a quiet revolt of sorts, and allow our representatives to to know that we the people are out here, we're listening, we're watching, we're engaged, and we're going to change things if they don't.
And we're not going to take it any longer. Okay, Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. Once you come back on the other side, we're going to tell you how to get a hold of Greg and his website. And there's a couple other things we also need to talk about. We also have some people on the phone. News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. You're listening to you're listening. Bip. This is Carl and Linda Bott, your Free Fire Radio News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The experts, Kelly's over there giggling. Well, you know, it's live. The experts in stones and jewelry, and the only watchmaker really on premise. We love Four Winds Jewelry. Our topic today. And our guest, Greg Mann. Our topic today is taxes.
Thank you. Carl, I think you just got upstaged.
Oh, it happens all the time. It's okay, though. Tom, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Oh, one of our favorite topics. That lady said the government's going to start wanting to register your garden. Wow. You know, when the government tells us when to sow and when to reap, well, shoot me a shortage of bread.
Yeah. Well, these are the same people that are running the banking system now going to run the the
you
farms.
Know, but
wait a minute, it gets better.
They're going about the banking system. Our money's about as secure as my son would be if it was an overnight stay with Michael Jackson. You know.
Woo! Ouch.
Yeah, right. That was meant to be ouch. The problem we had was people were upset what happened under Bush, so we voted him out. Or I didn't vote for Obama. But what we didn't have was deregulation per se, but we had a deregulation of socialism, which you really have to do is dismantle it, because Freddie and Fannie were forced to do loans, so everybody could own a home, and so the past buck artists grabbed all they could. People who had no qualification to be buying a house, bought a house, or put into loans, and now we're coming back, we're going to bail everybody out, you know, whether they were prudent or not.
Using our tax money.
Yeah. And,
you know what?
You know,
we owe 80.
It's like this bottomless pit. It's like they open it up and all of a sudden take out what you want, folks.
We own 80% of AIG. Did you know that?
Well.
80%. The American government owns 80% of AIG.
American
which means the
citizens.
American citizens own 80% of AIG.
Oh, yeah. They'll make us think we own it. Yeah. Well, isn't socialism the general populace owning the means of production? And isn't fascism where I guess it's still in private hands, but totally government controlled.
Yeah.
So I think we've got to get a combination of both. And all I can say is that there is making such an overreach so fast that maybe people will finally wake up. But you know the biggest trouble in this country, why you'll never get the kind of government we need, is to take, you know, they literally have to sell their souls to the lobbyists to get elected. Obama spent more money than Kerry and Bush combined to get elected. And they'll say, okay, payback.
Tom, got a break. We got a lot of people. Tom, thanks for calling.
Sure.
Sue Ann, you're on.
Hello, Greg. Hello, Linda.
Hi.
Hi, Carl, too.
Carl. Thank you, Sue Ann.
Well, you did
that
earlier.
Carl, I'm saying hi to all of you.
Okay.
Now, I'm acquainted with Greg, and I've talked to him about this, the Tea Party that he's getting going. And I tell you, it's wonderful that someone could step up and take on this responsibility, because it's a big job to do that. I also
want to
talk to everybody. I've got two or three things to say. One, he talked about the Founding Fathers. And a bunch of us got together months ago and decided this country has simply either forgotten what the Founding Fathers believed in and what our Constitution is all about, or they were actually never taught it in the schools. So we are, you know, brainstorming what can we do, and we've come up with a couple of little ideas. You know, we're one person each, but one person can do something. So we've taken some of these quotes, and we've put them on mailing labels, and I called you and talked a little bit about it on Monday, but I was at the end of the hour and only got in about 2 seconds. And we're putting them on all the bills that we send out, all the mail that we send, and we love doing it. You know, we feel like we're sort of saying, here, take this and take that, you know, because we're standing up for some of these principles. And we're hoping that as these letters go through the mail, somebody will read them and it may strike a chord. You know, they'll say, well, that makes sense. And for one of the principles that we're talking about is the principle of spending money to be paid by posterity under the name of funding is but swindling the future. On a large scale, and that's by Thomas Jefferson. And we, there's a lot of wonderful quotes, and that's just one project we're doing. And another one is we're making our own stationery, and we're taking photocopies of tea bags with the tag on it, and we're sending letters to Congress, and they've got to get the message on that one when they see a letter come with a tea bag.
Yeah. Hey, Sue Ann, we've got to take a break here. We're at that point. But the tea bag is one way, but we've also got to see how we can get a hold of Greg here so we can kind of put a bunch of people together.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Carl Lindenbaum, Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Roadrunner, you're up next after we get back from the break.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio here with Carl and Linda Bott, News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show is brought to you by New Image Photography. The best photographers in portraits, weddings, business shots. 2655 Park Marina. Go see Dan and Julia. Tell them that we sent you. Greg Mann.
Yes.
Our special guest. Closing thoughts.
First of all, thank you to Sue Ann for the call in, and I do want to share many of these quotes that are circulating. I'm going to give these to both Carl and Linda. At the top, I am only one, but I am one. I cannot do everything, but I can do something. And because I cannot do everything, I will not refuse to do the something that I can do. What I can do, I should do. And what I should do, by the grace of God, I will do. Edward Everett Hale.
Ooh.
And also I wanted to say thank you to Willie Preston of Shastax.org, who is also going to be sponsoring an event on April the 15th. It will take place just before the Bostonian Tea Party at the Reading City Hall area. And definitely look up the Shastax.org. But more importantly, Bostonian Tea Party, you can reach the information on that at Bostonian, B-O-S-T-O-N-I-A-N, T-T-E-A, party, P-A-R-T-Y, all together, no breaks, .com.
And now that's your website, right?
That's the website, yes.
And we're going to put that on the Free Fire Radio website so people can see that. Just look under links and you'll see that.
Now, I happen to be a working individual, so you can't necessarily communicate with me there. However, if you have any specific questions, 222-4888 is the number that I can be reached at during the day, 10 to 5. I'm not using the website necessarily for emails or communication, otherwise
just
it's going to suck the life out of my productivity.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Roadrunner, yep, got short time.
Hey, well, I know we're out of time, but I just want to say, Carl, I don't even know where to start. Great show, first of all, you and Linda and Greg, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I tuned in late, so I didn't get your name until just a moment ago. I'm so fed up with where our country is right now, I can hardly stand it. And we deserve what we have gotten, because over the years, both through the Republican and the Democrat Party, both through the weaky conservatives and the take-it-all liberals, we have allowed our country to become the socialist state that we're starting to be. We have no time like the present, I believe, to take our country back, and I believe we need to do just that, which is to take back America. Our government doesn't make money except now through AIG and a few other investments, if you will, but we certainly can stop them from earning money, and I am all in favor of a tax day or a work day strike. Every day that we struck across this country would put this government into even deeper problems, which perhaps would wake them up and get them to start doing something. We need to vote out politicians from the lowest level so that they never get to the top levels. We need to do that when we see that they're doing the wrong thing. We need to get them out of there. So, I mean, I could go on and on. I'm just really so fired up over your show this morning that I can hardly stand it.
Well,
so
that's what we're here for.
I appreciate your show, Carl, Linda. You guys keep up the good work.
Thanks
Thank
a
you,
lot,
Roadrunner.
You know what? That's what we're here for. But not, no, not to fire you up, but give you a voice. That's exactly what we're here for.
Yeah, we're here to fire you up. Well, we want to light a fire under your hiney.
Well, that, you know, the thing is, he's right. You know, when you see him doing it at the lowest level, because what we're starting to get is professional politicians. You know, first they're in the city council or they're supervisors, then they become the assemblyman, and then you keep seeing them. They move up to senator, and then the next guy that was there before goes back in. When have we seen somebody new running for office around here? And okay. I'm talking about the highest level, too.
Let's talk about tomorrow night.
Okay. Tomorrow night is the sixth anniversary of our involvement in Iraq. On the corner of Dana and Hilltop at 7 p.m., families honoring our troops. We're all going to be out there, and it's not if you're for war or against war. It's not that at all. You know, we don't care. It's support the troops. And we go out there to show our support of our warriors that are out there facing danger. As we sit back here having our lattes and having our St. Patty Day drinks.
And also, Greg, will you call in now and then and let us know what's going on with the development of the thing on April 13th?
Yes. We just got a phone call that said, okay, your website again is bostonianteaparty.com. Go to our website, freefireradio.com, and it'll be on there.
And did you know that our taxes were supposed to be voluntary? And there are a lot of my taxes that are going to things that I haven't volunteered for in any way, shape, or form.
Somebody sent me an email showing Reed trying to tell people that it was. Okay, now tomorrow, PETA, be ready to rock on that one. This is Carl in the Bottom, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. We know who we are.
He took the midnight.